Hello and welcome to another episode of the Anything Goes Inside podcast. In this one, we talk a little bit about a thing I like to call love and Valentine's Day. But first, before we get into the normal podcast, we have a little sketch for you. This is our first one. It's a little rough, but I think you're going to like it. So you're going to hear a sketch, and then we'll move on to the normal podcast, which was actually my second attempt at recording. The guys kind of give me a hard time because I forgot to record the first half. So, well, you'll find out. Anyway, here it is, number 49.
Hey Justin, can you reformat this W-3 form for the quarterly operations report? We need it by 4 p.m. and the header is supposed to... Oh wow, look at your flowers! Someone has a really sweet Valentine, eh Justin?
Yeah.
Aw, they're beautiful! And there's a little Cupid bear on top.
Ha, yeah, I was gonna...
Zach! Come see what Justin's Valentine got him. These flowers are amazing.
Oh, no, it's...
Hey, you must really be on some little lady's mind. You know what they say. Blow her mind in bed, and you'll stick in her head.
Yeah, Zach, no one says that.
Michael, check this out. Justin may have really banged some chick good.
Hey, Justin. I meant to mention the header on your W-3. Holy crap, man. There's like 30 roses here.
Oh, and there's a note.
What? No.
It says, Dear Justin...
Please don't.
Since the first day I laid eyes on you, I knew you were the perfect boy.
Aww.
Your big blue eyes and cute little butt won my heart over.
Woohoo, Justin.
Jesus.
You make me laugh and make me smile every time I think about you. I often think about the late nights when you used to sneak into my bed with your dad and me.
Woohoo, what?
I miss the days when you would latch onto my breast and throw up on my back?
Gross.
Kinky.
You will always be my little man. I love you with all my heart. Happy Valentine's Day. Love, Mom.
Oh my God.
This is awkward.
Yep.
So, I don't get it. You're boning your mom?
Welcome to the Anything Goes Inside podcast.
What's everybody looking for Valentine's Day? Wow.
You're boning your mother?
I am so sorry, guys. I did not press record on that last one.
All right, everybody.
Here we are. And now it's windy.
Good thing my tips will no longer be out on the internet for everyone to hear.
I apologize.
We saw Zach's boobs. It was amazing.
Oh, Jesus. What do you guys want to talk about?
I don't know.
I feel like I really...
Well, we spent the last hour and a half talking about stuff.
I really just didn't get recorded that last one.
God, Justin.
I'm sorry.
Well, what else is on your list?
Fucked it all up.
Well,
did
we
have
talk
Grammy
about,
conversation?
We
on
have
list?
Some.
The Grammys were just here. They have come and gone by the time we've recorded this.
Yeah, that
so,
happened. Anything interesting?
Any thoughts?
The Kanye West thing.
I thought Beck was dead, to be honest with you.
When Kanye was walking up?
Yeah. I thought he was.
Oh, he
been
was,
dead.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was still
dead. I didn't know he had done anything since 97.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. When did 2 turntables and the microphone come out? That song?
97? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
2 turntables and a microphone?
Yeah, when did that song come out?
2 fatty acids and glycerol?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
That's the alternate version.
My biology teacher in high school was such a hippie and loved Beck. I think she's probably smoked a lot of pot. But we were learning about something, and it was, I can't remember what the end result was, but it contained 2 fatty acids and a glycerol. So the way she taught us that was from the Beck song.
Where's that? I got two fatty asses and a glycerol.
Wow, that must have been the hippest teacher in South Carolina.
She was weird. She was always late.
She smelled like hemp.
She did smell like hemp.
She always taught in a different classroom because she forgot which one was hers.
Yeah.
She never wore a bra.
She
didn't.
Shaved her arms.
She became a surrogate, I think, for her sister and her sister's husband.
That's freaky.
And then she quit. Yeah, she quit working.
Wow. But her she did it naturally, not through...
Her last name was Ludeman.
That's Ludeman.
Ludeman.
That shit is Ludeman.
Luda, man.
Luda.
In the his house.
Is that Luda Fish?
That's funny.
You gave Beck too much credit. It was 96 when his two turntables and microphone album came
96?
Out.
96? I said 97.
Like Beck. Do you guys not like
Beck? He said 97 too.
He needed to tour, and then in 97 he kind of... Well...
A lot of people were upset that... Kanye, I guess, was mean to him?
Yeah, because he kind of jokingly did that, but then backstage he said if he really respects artistry, he would give it to Beyonce. But
wow.
But then, you know...
Give it to her, like, in the badge?
No, give her the...
Give it to her. Hey, who doesn't want to?
Like surfboarding?
Yeah. Give her a surfboard. Well, I think it's like Beck... From what I read, Beck had written the whole album himself, played every instrument in it.
Yeah.
Beyonce didn't write any of the songs.
No, uh-uh.
She didn't produce Jack Squad.
Her voice was assisted by computers.
Yeah, by computers. So, really, what is she winning an award for?
And Kelly Rowland.
And Kelly, yeah. Kelly Rowland does most of her singing.
I side on Kanye's camp because Beck called him out back in the 90s.
I like Beck.
Kanye was around in the 90s?
He was not around in the 90s.
Yeah.
No, according to a documentary that I saw recently, he was working with Jay-Z as a rapper, and they were having a salad, and they discussed that.
According to Saturday Night Live.
According to Saturday Night Live, yeah.
No, yeah, in that song, I'm a loser, baby, and so are you, Kanye. Isn't that how it goes?
No, I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?
Kill Kanye?
And so are you, Kanye?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
You know, that song has some lyrics in Spanish, and I didn't realize that until like 10 years ago.
Soy un perdedor.
What did you think he was saying?
So, open the door.
Oh, that's what I thought when I was a kid.
Right? Yeah. That's what I thought for the longest time. Like, I was like, so...
Open the door.
I was like, because he's a loser. I was like, so open the door because he's outside.
He needs to leave. Yeah.
And
or
then, like...
come out of your room, maybe?
Or something. Yeah. Or come out of the closet. And I was like, later on, I was like, oh, this is a very... He's a gay activist. So...
It makes sense.
Yeah. And then...
He supports him. He must do it.
And then... I later on, like, you know, a few years ago, I was talking to my brother, and he was like, no, he says, so you impair the door, and I was like,
oh
my god, that makes total sense!
He says, I'm a loser
in Spanish.
In Spanish. And English. Makes it official.
He hates the gays.
See? Double. Ciao, ciao.
I'm a loser.
I'm a loser.
What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
Zach.
I have my mother-in-law in town.
So you're going to be banging her? How about you, Michael?
Wow.
What are you doing, Liz?
I'm going to Maggiano's.
That's my idea.
No way.
You stole it from earlier.
And then banging my mother-in-law.
Okay, good.
Soon to be mother-in-law?
Yes. I'm going to Maggiano's.
Are you really going to Maggiano's?
No. I stole that from Justin.
I might as well sit together and do the two-for-two things. And
oh,
the
family style.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to do family style, and I got a coupon. Nothing says Valentine's Day like, hey, baby, I got a coupon for this.
Let's go.
I found a group up for this, so we're going there for Valentine's Day.
That's awesome.
No, definitely not going out on the 14th. That's just bullshit.
That's right. Yeah. Stay away.
From restaurants and
I'm going to get drunk
hotels.
At home on Friday.
Nice.
You're going to get drunk and stay home?
Speakerman going out of town, of course. I'm guessing.
No, he has a surprise for me, but I just don't know what it is.
Oh!
He had a surprise for
He's
him.
Pregnant.
Yeah, probably. He's going to ruin my whole fucking weekend.
Damn it, Speakerman's pregnant. What do you think the surprise is? What's your honest guess?
I have no idea, honestly.
No idea.
I thought he was going to take me snowboarding, but he said that's wrong. That's not right. No. Is that a clam?
Yes.
All you can eat
oysters?
Yeah.
He's going to have some clam?
He's going to have...
Do you want to do an oyster roast? Yes, Carlos. You guessed right with your sign language.
The Valentine's Day oyster roast. But I had...
That sounds like a weird, like porn video.
It sounds fun.
The Valentine's Day oyster roast.
I'd like to drink a lot of draft beer and have oysters.
Oysters. Yeah. Oysters are an aphrodisiac.
Suck them out of that
that's
shell.
What they say.
Oh, that's true. Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know what that means, but that's probably something with African Americans.
It's an African aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
I was at Mellow Mushroom House tonight, and I had a couple beers, and I was watching. There was a commercial on for these things called the Connecticut Teddy Bear Company. And so they send you...
Have you seen the big teddy bears?
Yeah, you pay $100 and they send you a 4-foot teddy bear.
4 foot?
It's huge.
It's monstrous.
Does it attack you?
No. It's not like Teddy Love. It's different it's than like Teddy
Love. Okay.
Teddy Love is where it's at.
He'll love you too he much. Will. Yeah. For a long time.
So they'll send you this big bear, and in the commercial there's like a, you know, the husband like gives it to his wife, and the wife, you know, she's going crazy, and she's like, oh my god, I love it, and then they all have a family hug, and then the husband looks directly into the camera and winks.
Is he gonna have a threesome with the bear?
I guess he's gonna incorporate,
because some people like that fluffy stuff.
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
I think so.
Fluffy stuff.
I don't know.
Plush.
Thank you.
Plush. So that's like a...
It's a thing.
It's a fetish?
People dress like teddy bears, and they cut a hole in their junk, and...
That sounds like a blatant ripoff of a Vermont teddy bear.
This is why I want Teddy Love.
Montel bear?
Vermont teddy bear.
Oh.
Oh, Vermont. Maybe that's what it is.
Montel bear.
Sorry, who did I say? Connecticut?
I thought he said Montel bear.
Yeah, that's like, does he host a show?
Montel has
you're right. I think it's Vermont. My bad. Oh. For the low price of $9.99.
Maybe you can get a pajama
$9.99.
No,
it's
a, for a 4 foot.
Oh, I'm sorry, $99.
Oh, I was gonna say shit. I'll buy it right now. That will get me off, because my original thought when we first did this podcast was that I should break up with my girlfriend on the 13th and then make up on the 15th to avoid all the Valentine's Day hustle and bustle.
Yes.
But if I can find a 4 foot bear for $10,
then all your problems are
my
solved.
Relationship's safe.
Relationships.
I'll buy like 20 of those things and save them. I gotta get for the next 20 years.
Get her a $10 bear every year.
Huh?
It's $100.
Gonna be the
bear.
Same bear every year.
It'll be a different bear. No. I'll dress him
Teddy
differently.
Teddy Love 1 year.
You're gonna go buy bear clothes?
Yeah.
For an extra $50, you can have.
I'll dress him contemporarily, so he'll dress like it is the year it is. So when she looks back at her 2015 bear, he'll be dressed differently than her 2035 bear.
What will the 2035 bear be dressed like?
Like Back to
McFly.
The Future.
Yeah.
Yeah, McFly. He'll have a vest that dries up, and...
and you press a button and his sleeve shrinks to your...
That will be the 50th anniversary of Back to the Future.
This year is supposed to be the year that I get my cool sneakers that zip up themselves and my jacket that dries by itself.
What? Damn it, Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Just take her to Build-A-Bear.
That's expensive.
She can build her own bear.
She's done that once.
Yeah. I'll get our Teddy Ruxpin.
I wish they had a Teddy, like a Build-A-Bear place, but it was for adults where you could add body parts.
Why don't they have Build-A-Dildo? They can call it Build-O.
Build-O.
Oh my god, that is a fantastic idea.
Not for me personally. A great idea.
But like, you know, like they can go in, they can cut like different colors, different like...
You can put LED lights in there.
Yeah. Do you need LED lights?
When you're looking around for stuff.
But you do need a spinning cock.
You do need, with not the helicopter.
Not helicopter.
Like a drill.
A drilling.
Like a drilling cock.
So a drill with a, what is this motion?
Okay, you are aggressively shaking your hand back and forth.
This is penetration and drilling at the same time. What is that called?
Ladies, if you could see what Michael is doing with his hands right now.
I think you're very lucky.
Pile driving, Carlos.
It's a pile driver.
He's doing some very aggressive hand motions.
That's what I'm giving my girlfriend for Valentine's Day.
I need the pile driver dildo, please.
If any ladies want to experience this, please call Michael Escalante.
He'll come to your house and perform the pile driver.
For a low price of $9.99.
He also brings a teddy bear.
Yeah, I'm going to bring you a bear.
So I need to increase your price.
Justin, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Other than Maggiano's.
I'm going to go to Maggiano's. Maybe. Maybe not.
Something romantic?
Yeah. Probably going to chill out. Watch some TV.
That's
have
romantic.
Some you know. Sex.
Yeah.
Have some sex.
Smack that A.
Yeah. These are all things.
Yep. Smack it.
Did you get that in writing that's going to go down?
You have to get it in writing. No, Valentine's Day is a given.
Well, here's the thing is she'll be working on Valentine's Day at a hospital.
And she just go bang her in the
closet.
Pharmacy room.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Take some Viagra.
Miracle marijuana.
Yeah.
I could grab a handful of Viagra and
whatever you
go
need.
Nuts.
18 hours later. Jeez.
I need to get back to work.
I really need to go back now, Justin.
This hurts.
Yeah, this hurts. Justin will be so proud. That's right.
She's going to be working, so it'll probably be very, very chillaxed on Valentine's Day.
Did she get
Day.
Paid extra for working on Valentine's Day? That's messed up.
I don't think so. I don't think it's a national holiday.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah, it's a Hallmark.
Does she get extra cards?
She gets a heart.
A discount on cards?
The staff all hits on her.
Nice.
Probably.
That's romantic.
Staff, the patients.
Ugh.
A lot of...
I couldn't imagine. Think of all the nasty old dudes.
All the hands smacking. You don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Nope. But don't mess with the people who give you the shots. That's what I say.
That's right.
Well, Zach will be sans sex because his mother-in-law's here and he's having babies.
Damn.
That's a double whammy.
Yeah, it's
a triple whammy, I guess.
Zach's going to spend the weekend trying to make more twins. Maybe.
No. You said that wasn't going to happen.
Not at all?
Maybe.
Might even touch a boo? Might she touch your boo?
Touch a boo?
Yeah, no.
Something.
That's better than nothing. Anyway, let's talk about another thing near and dear to my heart. Breaking news. Netflix has shown interest in taking the Legend of Zelda series and making it into a Netflix television
they
series.
Would.
Why say it like that? They would.
I'm so sick of their shit. Like,
Netflix
only. We're only. They're getting to be Jews with stuff.
Oh, that's
like
true.
House of Cards. You can't watch
it on anything else.
Fucking else but internet and Netflix.
They accidentally released their third season for like a few hours.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they accidentally released it and then they had to pull it back real quick. They realized it like within a couple hours. Yeah.
I should have bought stock in Netflix from the beginning.
Yeah, because
oh
that shit
God.
Is.
Yeah.
Netflix is their own channel. It's like HBO, Showtime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, The Legend of Zelda, are you really that pumped about it?
You know what? I'm not a huge Zelda head. That's what we call ourselves. Zelda heads.
That's what you call yourself, even though you're not one?
Yeah. So I'm not really
okay.
a big one.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure people will be pretty stoked. But I like the idea of turning a video game into a television series.
Dude,
I think
this
it's
is
cool.
not a new concept.
Yeah, they did it with Mario already.
They did it with Mario. They already did it with Zelda.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
They did do a short one with Zelda in 89, but it was really bad.
And then they had the live-action
Sonic,
Super
yeah.
Mario show.
Yeah, they had Sonic.
Which was fantastic. Captain Lou Albano and some other guy.
Best movie ever, I would say.
Mario?
And then, they made that Pokemon show into a video game. So how do you feel about that?
How do you feel about the other way?
Oh, yeah. Other way around.
And that's your favorite game of all time.
That's like going from missionary to anal like that. Does that hurt your feelings, Justin?
It's scary at first, but then I start to get that, get used
it's
to the idea.
It's scary at first, like, why am I enjoying this?
Then I start to like it. I didn't know I was going to be attacked. yes, I do like the...
Anal?
I liked the cartoon when I was a kid. And I still love that.
The anal.
I haven't been turned off of that yet.
Do you prefer dildo or strap-on?
I just like...
Kayla's hands.
A couple fingers.
Fist?
Ooh.
He's not at that level yet, maybe.
Maybe.
I'll do the fist, but only if it's not like a completely closed fist. It has to be kind of like a fish.
Like this?
A fish-looking thing. Yeah, like that.
It's weird.
Put your fingertips together, and that's what
it's
looks
gotta
like.
It's got to be like an eagle.
That's
beak.
Okay.
An eagle beak.
An eagle beak.
You got to get in there.
It's just pecking.
And then once you're in, that's when you do like this.
Oh my God, how much room is in there? She just spread open her hands.
You know, some of you listeners have wondered why we don't do like a YouTube series.
This is why.
Melissa's hand motions are why.
Jesus.
Well.
That sounded painful.
This has been a fantastic podcast.
It's Justin Production.
This has been an Anything Goes Inside production.
Justin.
Brought to you in part by Netflix.
In this production.
Are we going to be on Netflix?
We are.
When we have our show, can we put it on Netflix?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that'd be fun. All right, just the tip.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy VD.
Day.
VD.
Thank you for listening. And one more time, here's Zach Haller trying to read his lines.
Yeah. Hey, you must really be on some little lady's mind. You know what they say. Blow her mind in bed and you'll stick in her head.
Read that one again. Really loud.
You know what they say. Blow her mind in bed and you'll stick in her head.
Not the beginning, the whole
thing. Yeah, the whole line.
Read my whole line over?
Yeah.
Nice and loud.
Hey, you must really be on some little lady's mind. You know,
We got it right twice in a row. We're making them do it again.
You sons of bitches.